Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the experiences that I encounter in my everyday life and how you can use similar experiences in your life, and we can both drive forward progress and momentum in our lives together. And man, this week has been crazy. It's been distracting and frustrating and so much stuff going on, and I've felt completely overwhelmed at times. And just tired and distracted and just out of sorts about everything and kind of all over the place. I feel like I'm bouncing around, like it's hard to focus on anything. And then when I do focus on things, I feel like I'm getting totally overwhelmed by them. And then I kind of take a step back and I recenter and I go back and I start things again. And then again, get distracted by something else and then distracted by something else and then just feel like there's just too much going on and I'm not sure exactly what to do. And it's just been one of those weeks where everything, your brain feels like scrambled eggs and it feels like things aren't moving forward and things aren't moving backward and you're just doing everything that you can to tread water. And it's just been just one of those times. I don't know if you've ever had a time like that where it just feels like no matter what you're doing, you just feel distracted and out of sorts and not getting anything done the way that you want to get it done. But that's how this week has been for me. And so I spent this weekend just trying to step away from all of that and just refocus my mind and my heart and on what I want to accomplish and where I'm trying to get to. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit more this week, is what to do in those situations where you feel like you're completely missing the boat on the things that you want to be doing and you feel like you should be doing, and everything, just the waves keep crashing over you and it feels like you're not going to be able to move on, or you just keep getting distracted by stuff, and then you feel frustrated that you're distracted by things that you know aren't really that important, or you feel like you're putting your attention into 100 different things and your efforts are too distributed to make any real impact on any of the things that you have to work on. And what to do in those situations when you just feel like you're not getting it done and you're not sure what to do. And the first thing that I like to do is just realize that this is where I'm at. Just have that moment of realization where I sit and I'm intellectually honest with myself and I say to myself and I admit and I get comfortable with saying, I am missing the boat here. I'm not doing what I want to be doing. I am not making this progress. And I am frustrated and tired and distracted and distressed and disturbed and dismayed and any of the things that go along with it when you're feeling that type of mental pressure, emotional pressure, where things just are a little bit out of sorts. Just take a minute to, you'll feel it. For sure you'll feel it because you can just have that sense inside of you. It's almost anxiety and you feel things building up and pressure and you just don't know what to do. And just take a minute and stop and say, I am not doing what I want to be doing. I'm all over the place right now. I am just a mess in my efforts and in my attention, and this is not going to get me anywhere. And you know what? It's okay to be there sometimes. It's okay to have days or weeks where you just feel like things are not what you want them to be. It's okay to have that happen for a short window of time. And all that we can't do is we can't allow ourselves to stay there, to continue getting distracted by all of the things going on around us and in our lives, to get distracted and sidetracked from what our real goals are. And that's why it just takes a minute of time to just say, you know what, this is where I am, and it's okay that I've been here, and now it's time for me to refocus. And I realize and I recognize that where I am today, what I'm doing today, is not going to get me to the place that I want to be. I am ping-ponging all over the place. I am stuck in a pinball machine, just rattling around, waiting to drop between the paddles, and it just is a terrible feeling. And it's okay to be there sometimes, as long as we don't live there, as long as we don't stay there. And just recognizing that what I'm doing today is not leading to where I want to be tomorrow, and it's okay, I just need to stop and recognize that what I'm doing is not what I want to be doing, and I'm not headed where I want to be going, and I just need to find a way to do the next thing that I like to do, and that's refocus. And that's if I take the time to refocus my attention on what is really important. I can't refocus my attention. This is just for me. I can't refocus on a task, because if I'm focused on a task, then I feel like I start spinning around and ping-ponging again back to other tasks and staying distracted and having my attention pulled in too many different directions, because the tasks are the things that often distract me from what my real goals are, that distract me from what my purpose is, that distract me from where I want to be going. Is that I start working on one thing and then another thing, and then another idea pops into my head, and then something else that I forgot to do earlier circles back and just drop kicks me again, and I just, all these things keep circling around. So when I refocus, I can't refocus on a task. I can't refocus on a single thing. I have to refocus on what is my purpose. Where am I trying to get to? What am I doing this for? Why am I here? What am I doing, and why am I doing it? And as soon as I take the time and the energy and the effort to really refocus my mind on what I'm trying to get to, where am I trying to be? Why did I start this stuff in the first place? That's where I can take that next step, and I can start doing the things again that get me back on the path that I want to be on, and I can start to react, and I can spend my attention and my motivation and my energy on a real focus and drive things forward in a meaningful way. And that's the last thing that I want to talk about today, is what to do is to respond to the distractions and respond to the place that I'm at and respond to the things that I have coming in my life that take me to where I want to be. And I know that I can only do that by refocusing my attention. I know that I can only do that by realizing that I'm distracted, that I'm distraught, and realizing where I'm at and where I'm going, and taking the time to sit down and spend some time with myself. And I recognize and then I refocus, and then I respond. And that's the only thing that I can do. I can't take back the time that I've lost by being distracted and distressed. I can't take back the time that I've wasted by distributing my energy to too many things all across my life. I can't go back in time and wish that things were different. And I can't skip any of the steps along the way by suddenly being in the future. I have to be working that time and the whole time in order to get to where I'm trying to be. And I can't do anything about what's already done. But the only thing I can do is I can recognize it as quickly as I can and say, this is distractions. This is pulling me away from where I'm trying to be. This is not in line with my goals and my purpose. And take the time to stop and recognize that what I'm doing is not going to get me where I want to be, and refocus my attention, drive myself forward and say, what am I doing this for? Why am I here? Why am I doing this? Why am I willing to expend all of this extra energy and effort to accomplish something? What is that thing that I want to accomplish, and how can I get there? And refocus my attention, and then respond to those ideas that I have, and respond to that new focus, and start taking those actions again. Look myself in the eye in the mirror in the morning and say to myself, this is what I need to do, and I'm going to respond to this by taking those refocused actions, forgetting the distractions and the missed time and energy and effort that I have in the past already. I can leave those things behind, because now I know I'm refocused and I'm ready. I'm ready to respond in a way that's meaningful and effective. I'm ready to take that next step down that narrow path that I know that I need to be headed down in order to achieve my purpose. I'm ready to do those things, and I'm ready to respond and do what I need to do, because I know that I am a high-performing, high-purpose individual with plenty to offer the world and something that I need to provide and service that I'm ready to bring to other people. And I know that this is inside of me, and I can only accomplish this by staying focused and motivated on the things that I need to. And I can only do that by realizing where I'm at, being honest with myself, and refocusing, and then taking those steps in my life and taking that action forward and moving again down the path that I know I want to be headed down. That's all I got for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you picked up something that will help you, is valuable to you, and will help move you forward in your life. Go out there, take some time, refocus your energy if you're feeling distracted. Respond to the things that are around you and take that step again. Take that new first step down the road that you want to be headed down. Thanks again, and have a great week.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.